Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
It's about to go down.
Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on the dopest sports show out right now, the Smith Express Sports Show. You feel me? I got my homie, the living legend, Mike the Poet, co-host, definitely holding it down. What's good, my dude?
I can't call it, man. Glad to be joining you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, man, definitely an honor. Definitely an honor, man. Sports world been going crazy the last, month and a half, from the NFL to boxing to basketball, even a little baseball, man. You been tuning in?
Most definitely. I've been catching what I can. Man, most definitely. It's definitely been exciting. It's an exciting time of the year, you know, with the season change and, you know, the drafts and everything, the new players coming in, you know, the playoffs, you know, I've been catching what I can, mostly, you know, Sports Center stuff, you know, Sports Center highlights and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So, look, hey, let's get straight into it. Basketball, basketball, basketball. Two dope games came on today. The Warriors finished Kings in seven. From the start, because the Warriors, I believe, fell automatically, 0-2? And to come back and win, that's epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Miami Heat, the New York Knicks, I think that's a dope matchup. That right there, they even out. So I think that's a dope matchup right there. That I wouldn't be surprised if that goes seven games.
Yeah. I figured it'd go six. I only say that because of the experience of New York. And also, I know Randle was dealing with an injury, Julius Randle. So, I would say Miami in six.
Oh, yeah. Because, New York haven't made it to the second round in years, right?
No, not that I know of. But Miami has the experience, the organization, and, you know, they've been there, you know. And I believe they're pretty much healthy. I think Hero got hurt, but he's been hurt. You know, but somebody like Julius Randle, you know, I'm not sure of his status, you know, to play. But he's definitely a big piece, you know, for the New York to have in that lineup and on that floor.
Yeah, I agree. What about the next semifinals for the next up is the Warriors and Lakers. Who you got?
That's tough. Wow, it's hard to knock off a champion, man. It's very hard. I'm riding with the Lakers. That's my team. I've been with them when they was 2-10, and I'm still with them now. You know, so I'm pulling for them. But to say that they're gonna outright win, I'm not gonna say that. But neither will I say Golden State gonna win. Like it's whoever wants it bad enough is gonna get that series. You know, both of them have experience. Both of them, you know, have star players, have Hall of Famers, you know, pretty good coaches. You know, I think Steve Kerr is a little more experienced with the coaching, you know. But I say the Lakers have to use what they have to their advantage, which is their size. If they're able to do that without turning the ball over, I think they have a good chance of beating Golden State. But if they don't use their size and go playing Golden State games, shooting jump shots and stuff like that, they're not going to beat them.
Sure, I agree. Look, for Golden State to win, who do you think has to show up the most?
I would say Andrew Wiggins. He's done it for them before. You know, because even if Klay sometimes don't show up, like Golden State can still win. But it has to be like somebody like Andrew Wiggins. You know, Steph gonna do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Draymond is Draymond. Poole don't necessarily have to show up like that, but somebody like Andrew Wiggins, who's a two-way player and who can also be a threat on the offensive side, you know, if his head is in the game, he's locked in, you know, because he was up for, like, the finals MVP last year. You know, he was a big piece that people didn't look at, but it's the fact that Curry was Curry, you know what I'm saying? So you would really have to, you know, Curry would have to play a bad series for you to get MVP over. You know, almost like equivalent to Andre Iguodala when he got MVP the year they beat Cleveland because Steph didn't have a great series. You know, so I would say Andrew Wiggins. Who you feel?
You know who I think will have to show up. I think Clay would definitely have to show up. You know what I'm saying? Clay definitely had to show up. Right, and for the Lakers to win, I think Anthony Davis will have to show up because the thing is, what's going to narrow it down to is health. And I feel like if Golden State is healthy, everybody plays, I think Golden State could win it in, what, 5 or 6? It ain't finna be no sweep on either side, though.
Not at all. I don't even see 5. I don't see 5 for nobody. I see the 6 or 7.
Yeah, like, but if healthy, I think the Lakers need that strong third scoring option. And it's like that they got it sometimes, but not as consistent.
Right.
And like who I like on the Lakers? They point guard, if I think his name Reeves.
Well, he plays the 2, Austin Reeves.
Yeah, Austin Reeves is dope.
Yeah. He's not as dependable though. I would say their third scorer would have to be D'Lo. It'd have to be D'Angelo Russell. He would have to be that guy. I mean, he got 34 when they closed out the last team that they played, which was
Memphis.
Memphis, yeah. So he would have to play and match Curry. You know what I'm saying? If he does that, that definitely gives them – they can be really dangerous. You know, because, you know, LeBron going to be LeBron, and every now and then LeBron have a breakout game. You know, same thing with Davis. Of course, they got to play. You know, they're the most consistent that would play. But as far as you like that third player that you could depend upon, it would have to be D'Lo. And if Hachimura get off and have a good game, so be it. Same with, you know, Schroeder. You know, Dennis Schroeder. If he get off, that's a plus. That's an added plus. Same thing with Golden State. If Poole gets off, that's a plus for them, you know.
I definitely agree. You know what I'm saying? I definitely agree. But like I said, like, I don't think it's going to be a too much of a high scoring game. I'll probably say it's going to go down to the wire. I don't see either team blowing each other out by 40.
I could go with that. But I know either one is capable. I done watched the Lakers get, you know, when they just don't show up or feel like playing or something like that. So, you know, I mean, 40 is pretty steep, you know, but maybe 20, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you got like a 2-1 lead or 3-1 lead or something like that, you just kind of, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might be tired or you just don't put all it into it like that on the road, especially if you're on the road and you know you got that home game coming up. So you're like, okay, they got us now. We going back home. We got to win this. Let's get our stuff together. They can have that one. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason I say that. Like, it might be a couple of blowouts.
Yeah, but I don't see it being too crazy. You know,
right.
What's that?
No, I said right, because both of those teams are competitive. You know, both of them are competitive. Like, even if you get a lead on Golden State LA, you still haven't won that game.
Oh, yeah.
17-point lead is not comfortable on Golden State because of the 3-point ball. You know, even vice versa. It's not a comfortable lead on LA because they got LeBron. You know, like, LeBron can just get in this mode where he run off 4-5 straight, and all of a sudden Reeves get hot. Now you down to single digits. You know what I'm saying? So those leads are not comfortable playing those teams. Like, I would tell people all the time, they jump on social media laughing, cracking jokes and stuff. I'm like, bro, we're not even in the second half yet.
Man, I agree. Like, both of them teams have come back from has had a comeback from what, double-digit lead, you know, the double-digit leads, and came back and won the game a few times.
Yeah, definitely.
How you feel about the Denver, the Denver Nuggets?
Man, I don't think Phoenix is deep enough. They have the star power with KD and Booker and Paul, but I just don't think they're deep enough to beat Denver. You know, not in a 7-game series. I don't see it. You know, and then too, they haven't played together like that. I know Booker and CP have, you know, but they made them trades and got rid of Cam Johnson and Bridges. And so I understand they got Kevin Durant, but they let their shooters go in some of their defense as well too. You know, with Crowder at left too. It's going to be tough for them, you know what I'm saying, to knock Denver out. I'm not going to count them out, but if I was betting, I would bet Denver. And that's not saying because they up one game. I would just bet them because I don't feel that they're deep enough. Phoenix is not deep enough to beat them in 7 games. You know, I think that L.A. and Golden State had the deeper teams, you know. That's the way I see that.
Yeah, I mean, what you think? To me, I think it could go either way. It's still early. The thing is, even in that series, like, I feel like Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, everyone is, you know what I'm saying, everyone has to be healthy. And it's like, you right though. Phoenix is not, like, they got big names, but it's like, besides what, DeAndre Ayton, I don't think nothing. Not too many people can match up, you know, on the matchup level, because it's like, right, Denver got that they bench is really steep.
Yeah, they're deep. And then too, what do you do when you take off Booker and Durant off the floor? You know what I'm saying? Either are, like, you know, I mean, Paul can still score, but he's more of a facilitator. You know, so when you take Durant or Booker off, and they still running in fresh legs, and so and win, man, you know, you go out. That's why I look at LA, like with LeBron and stuff like that. You have to have those other guys because LeBron's gets gassed. Like, I'm literally watching, like, he's gassed. I can tell when he's gassed because he won't go to the hole. He'll shoot a three. You know, I can see that. So, but if you got other players stepping up to the plate, you know what I'm saying? You can take LeBron, let him rest. You know what I'm saying? You got fresh legs coming in. You know what I'm saying? Vanderbilt, Achimor, all them type of guys coming in and running the floor, that makes them a deeper team. With Phoenix, I don't really see that. Like, you take KD out, who do you bring in that's going to – I don't know. You know, I'm not sold on Phoenix trying to beat Denver like that. Like, Denver should win that series. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They have the better big man. They have the younger players. They have the fresher legs. They've been playing together longer. They're just deeper. You know, they had a number one seed. Like, everything, they already up one game. I mean, there's no way that they should lose that series to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I guess KD and Booker will have to go up every day.
Yeah. But you know, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
If Chris Paul don't win this year, this is last chance.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's definitely it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely it.
Hey, and I feel like the same thing with Durant as well.
Ooh, yeah.
Cause it's like to be honest with you, to me, I thought they was onto something when they all was in Brooklyn.
Yeah, facts. I was scared of that team.
Man, I don't know if it was because they put Steve Nash at the coaching position and it was lack of experience. But that right there, if coached correctly, that team was made to to win at least two or three championships.
Yeah. It was Kyrie, though, man. To me, for me, it was Kyrie. Kyrie, I don't consider him. He's like Iverson to me. I don't consider him a ideal point guard. So he would have to play with a facilitator. You know, somebody like LeBron James. You know, that's just what I feel. His game fits more with James' game versus Durant. Now, he can play with Durant. Like, that's cold. That's cold-blooded. But to try to throw them and Harden, too, because Harden is, you know, he gun. It's too many one-on-one players. You can't have too many one-on-one players on one team.
True.
You know, that'll stop it, too. You can't have too many one-on-one. It's good that they get go one-on-one, but somebody has to take a back seat with their one-on-one play. You know, and I think that was more of their problem. Now, with Phoenix, it can more so work because you got CP3. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the way I look at that.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I definitely agree. Like, it all depends, too, because, like, the way the game is built in today's era, like, I feel like, it's like it's more of a high scoring thing, so it's like you just gotta have that jumper right. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta find your niche. It ain't no more so or the defense. You know what I'm saying? It's just about, you know what I'm saying, just coming to cook. You know what I'm saying? When you, as soon as you put your feet on that floor.
Yeah, and you gotta have gunners. You gotta, man. So you gotta make it tough on your starters, like to start. Like, man, like, it literally, I look at today's game, like, you have a lot of bench players that come off the bench that could be actually starters, you know, like, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
wait, hold on. So, look, so, you know what I mean? We both in the same era. We caught, you know what I'm saying, pretty much a lot of different eras of the basketball. Let me ask you this question. Sit, play, or trade Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, or LeBron?
Oh, say them again.
Like, who would you sit on the bench, play, like, start, or trade away? LeBron, okay. Kobe, or Mike?
Okay, let's go with that first. Start Mike. Bench LeBron, trade Kobe. And I have to say that because Mike and Kobe almost identical. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to have the same person coming off the bench for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing someone off the bench. I'm bringing somebody that could, you know what I'm saying, click with the team and all that type of stuff. Like, I need that. That's detrimental to me to have that. But you named three of the greatest, so I mean, it's like, I don't want to trade nobody. You know what I'm saying? Right. But if it came down to it, that's the way I would do it.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? To see you break it down like that, I definitely agree. And I, you know what I'm saying? Even if the question's on me, like, I definitely would be on that. Like, I would definitely say the same thing because, like, to have someone of the same caliber damn near, or, you know what I'm saying, come off the bench, it wouldn't make no sense.
Yeah.
So, like, even with the big man, like, who would you say is your big man since you've been watching basketball? Who is some of your big men? Like, who your top five?
In today's game?
No, I'm talking about in general that you've seen touch the ball or play on the court.
Man, Hakeem sticks out to me, you know what I'm saying, right away. Hakeem, Olajuwon. I watched a little bit of Kareem, too, which I feel that he's the greatest center to play is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because it just couldn't nobody stop his sky hook. You know what I'm saying? He won chips. He won MVPs. You know, he's a champion in college. You know, he had longevity, you know, with his career. Top and rebounds, blocks, like Kareem. You know what I'm saying? Who else? those two stick out right away. Then today, I love Embiid. I love Joel Embiid. You know, only thing that hinders him sometimes is his health. You know, but Joel Embiid is—he's definitely one of my favorite centers. Dominant, you know, versatile. He can shoot the three. It seemed like he'd be in slow motion, but it's pretty much no way to stop him. You know, four. I love. I want to say Shaq. I got to throw Shaq in there. He's not one of my favorites because of his game. I don't really care for it, but he's dominant. He can't be stopped either. And I have to say Will. I didn't watch him play, but I see the numbers that he put up, you know. And I have to ride with that, you know.
That's what's all. And you know what? And that's the difference between the today's era and back in the day era. Like, it wasn't even about size pretty much. It was all about the heart. Like, you had, like, Charles Barkley, for instance, 6'6", playing, you know what I'm saying, playing point guard center.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if I'm not mistaken, I think Draymond Green is around the same size. And it's like, they got so much heart that they, like, you would have thought that they was the size of the big man. But, you know what I'm saying, not realizing how small they are, you know what I'm saying, they passion and heart for the game, I think is unmatched. You know what I'm saying? I think, like, to for them, for that size, to play the position that they played, I definitely think that there's some of the greats on that note, like, you know.
Definitely. They played big. Same with Dennis Rodman. He played big. Rodman was like 6'6", 6'7", you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he played big, you know?
Yeah. And Rodman knew how to get into people's heads.
Mm-hmm. The same with Draymond and Barkley, too.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. What's it called, man? The game is crazy. Like, we've, like, in that 90s era, man, we've seen a lot of plays, a lot of good games, man.
Yeah.
Man. So, like, who is someone, like, in the 90s, who do you think would have survived this new age era and vice versa?
Okay, man, today's era, whew, definitely 90s. I'm about to say Ray Allen, even though he played a little bit in this era a little bit, but somebody like a Ray Allen, definitely Reggie Miller.
Oh, man, hey, if Reggie Miller would have started in today's era, he'd have been a god, man.
A lot of the shooters, man. Tom Chambers, you know. I think somebody like a Mark Price would have had to adjust because with his three, he was a lot of mid-range. But I think he would have to adjust his three shot, you know. Of course, Mike. Now, I ain't named too many superstars because I believe, this is my belief, that any superstars, if you're top 10, you know what I'm saying, in your time, I feel that you could play in any era. You know, that's just the way I believe with that. You would adjust and you would be able to play and dominate, you know, in any era like that. And then, so I look at, too, like a lot of players in the 90s, you know, they were thin. And if you go back and look at, you know, the back of basketball cards and look at their weights and stuff like that, a lot of guys are 195. And, you know, look at Michael Cooper. Like, dude was literally like 175, you know, and he took that physicality, you know, in that era. You know, you had small guys like Spud Webb, you know, Muggsy Bogues. I don't think they could play in this day's era.
No.
Because they don't, you know, look at Isaiah Thomas. Like, they don't even give those guys chances no more. If you're under 6 feet, they don't give you a chance like that, man. Like, it's really hard, you know. So, but they played in Mike Dem era, you know. Now, as far as players, I don't know. Let me see. Who would it make it tough for?
No, hey, you know who I think would have struggled in today's era?
Who that?
Kevin Garnett.
today's?
Yeah, in today's era.
Why you say that?
Because his passion and aggressiveness towards the game would have got him in a lot of foul trouble. Because you remember back in the day, you was able to hang on rims. You was able to do certain things, all that taunting and all that. You can't even do that now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like true. I feel like Ron Artest would have struggled in today's era.
Yeah.
Like, cause you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like they're over passionate. They you know what I'm saying? If you feel me, like Garnett had good game. He had a nice jumper. It's just, you know what I'm saying, he was just over aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think he would definitely be like, you know what I'm saying, rookie defensive player of the year a lot. He definitely would have, but it's just, you know what I'm saying, with the whole jumper, the everybody shooting the three, KG could shoot the three. It's just, I don't think he was that great with it.
No, he wasn't great. Yeah, he got a nice solid jumper. He developed it, you know, over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Nowitzki would have went crazy.
Now, I don't know.
You don't think Dirk Nowitzki would have went crazy with the in today's era?
Oh, yeah, definitely today's. See, I don't know, Dirk, yeah, I mean, but Dirk was in the middle. Like, he didn't really, he wasn't back there with the Magic then, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's tough. Like I said, I'm not going to touch the superstars like that. Like, if you're a superstar, you know, because I just believe that they could just touch bases with any era. Now, in between, you know, that's a little different. You know what I'm saying? That's a little different. I really have to think of some of the players. Of course, like the smaller guys, like in today's era. You know, I don't know. I think the big man of today might be affected in the old era. Like, dude, Joker. I don't think Joker would be Joker, you know. So I just don't see. That's a little bit different, especially the physicality. Dude would straight be shooting threes. He ain't trying to get beat up down there like that.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, right, in the 90s era, like, the with the fouling, like, they really let you play. The only time they really called a foul like that is if you know what I'm saying, you was really, really knocked upside the head or you busted a nose or something.
Right.
The calls and plays of today's era, I think, is more, like, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say petty, but, you know what I'm saying, it's more crazier now.
Yeah, true. That's true. That. So, what
you
gonna say?
No, hold on. No, what you gonna say?
I was gonna say, to answer your question, vice versa. I would say a lot of the big men in today's era would struggle.
Oh yeah, woo! A lot.
A lot of the big men would know they wouldn't be down there like doing whatever down there like that. You know, but far as like, you know, the mid range game, the rim tackers, you know, if you're a superstar, you know. I just think then too, it's like about them guys being kind of bigger and stuff. Like, you know, even LeBron, like, you got to imagine him playing defense too, like that. Him knocking you to the ground or giving you a hard shot. You know what I'm saying? Not just him taking physicality, but he's a physical dude. So imagine if he playing like, you know, Rick Mahorn and them guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, not too many guys take no hit like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, I agree. Like, even with the Bad Boy Pistons era, like, I feel like Isaiah Thomas and them, I don't think that they would have survived. That they would have been, their whole team would have been eliminated out the NBA.
In this era?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, playing like that.
Yeah, the way they...
Now, I'll say this, man. Like, as far as, like, you try to compare today's era, that era, man... I ain't gonna lie, the 90s, I don't think they can match our point guards.
The point... And that's the thing, like, a point guard of the 90s is different from... to me, I look at it like, you know what I'm saying? The point guard meant something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, the point guards of the 90s were true point guards that facilitated the head of the people. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah.
Assist leaders, the alley-oops.
Yeah. still leaders, yep.
Yeah, like the point guards now are more so of a scorer that could play the two-way position as well.
That's true.
More so than just, you know what I'm saying, the assist. Because, like, in today's era, like, you got big men doing triple-doubles and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, having more... Having more effects on that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So look, let me ask you this: in your opinion, like no. You know who I think would have survived in the 90s era? A point guard that I think would have went crazy. Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Like
so
I
you think that'd probably been a better era for him then.
Yeah. Oh my God, that they would have loved Westbrook. I think Steph Curry would have survived.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as a team, like as a Warriors team, I don't think the Warriors would be as great in the 90s as a team than they are right now.
What? With KD? What about the KD team with the Warriors?
Compared to what that West was? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Warriors, like, in that 90s, the early 2000s, like, I don't think that I don't think they match up with the Lakers or Shaq and Kobe. Like, poor Sacramento with Chris Webber, Vlade Divac, Mike Bibby. You know what I'm saying? The whole, you know what I mean? The West was deep. The Karl Malones, the John Stockton. Like, I don't think the... I don't think they would have matched up. The Supersonics, Gary Payton. I think Gary Payton would have had Curry locked up. The glove. Like, that would have been something to see. And Sean Kemp in his prime, Sean Kemp and Draymond Green. I think Kemp would have gave it to Draymond Green.
Yeah, but you still got to deal with KD and Clay.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm saying, like, just in general, like, the other teams were stacked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they had respectful pieces. Like, I don't, like, not saying that Golden State would be terrible. Nah, it's just that they would have, the hurdles to jump over would have been more, you know what I'm saying, harder to do than it is in today's era. Especially, like I said, with that defense. It wasn't no leave your man wide open. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that they can't make shots in people's faces, but after a while, it's going, you know what I'm saying? Like, it definitely would have took its toll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's another different era. It's like back in the day, it was better teams. Back here nowadays, it's better players. Individually.
Okay. Yeah. Facts. Yeah, it's hard to stick certain guys one on one. Like some guys there's just no sticking. There's no way to guard certain players.
Oh yeah. I agree. Like I think that there's no guarding Durant, Nowitzki. I think even I didn't know Luka is point guard.
Yep. Yeah. He would have trouble back in the day, I believe.
You think so? Yeah.
Number one, he don't play D, then he can't take that inside like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's not no physical player like that.
I agree. But like, yeah, that 90s era, point guard era, was epic.
Yeah.
Everybody had a nice point. The only team that, honestly, that I could say that didn't have a solid point guard that I've never seen is the Bulls. The Bulls,
yeah.
They never had. Jordan never played with a real point guard.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he didn't have to because of Scottie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when they had that point forward, you know? So.
Yeah, but if they ever had that point guard, that like a Mark Jackson or. You know what I'm saying? Like, I or the Isaiah Thomas or Jason Kidd, I think the Bulls would have been way greater. They probably would have been better than that 72-10.
Wow.
I don't think the Bulls ever had a solid big man either.
No. I mean, I think their best one probably Cartwright.
Yeah, like even for today's era, like I think the Bulls' best center damn near was Cartwright that they ever had.
Yeah, Cartwright. Yeah. They always had the right pieces. They had the right role players. The six man, the power forwards. Like they were solid, like decent. They weren't weak. You know, and their defense, like. The defense pretty much won the Bulls championships. Was their D?
Yeah.
You know, and of course Mike and Scotty, like their tandem, just worked. It just complemented, you know, one another. Like Scotty was never going to do too much, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Mike was going to be Mike, you know, because that's what he was allowed to do. You know, he's allowed to be Michael Jordan. You know, and teams, you know, they feared them, man. Like. For real, like, they were scary, you know, like, what they call them, the Dobermans, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody, you can't get rebounds, and you know, all of a sudden they stealing the ball and stuff from you, you know, like, that's tough, and all of them had wingspans, like, Ron Harper had a wingspan that was stretched, you know, Pippen, and man, like, it's equivalent, not to switch to, like, football, but it's like, the Baltimore Ravens, like, they thrive off of defense. You know what I'm saying? Steelers, too. Like, Pittsburgh, like, when you have a great defense, you're going to be – you have a better chance of winning the championship. Yeah. You know, than versus the team with offenses.
Yeah, I even to switch it to football, you know who else I think really deprived off of defense – And always has success with defense, I think, is the Bears.
Bears, yeah, I knew you were
going to
say that. Yeah.
Man. Because if it wasn't for the Bears' defense, the Bears wouldn't be winning no games at all.
No.
Like, they legit would be winless every year.
Right. No, yeah. That's facts. Defense, man, like, wow. Yeah, I don't know if you can recall when – in baseball, it was Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, and their team, it wasn't even all that. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't all that. It was okay, but just having two pitchers, you know what I'm saying, like, can win you a championship. You get one or two pitchers, that's your defense. Like, you're shutting other teams down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, man, you can find a way to score a couple of runs. Like, you get a walk, somebody make an error, you get a bunt here and there, you know, and all of a sudden you got two runs. If you got two pitchers, like, shutting the team down, like, wow, like, you barely even have to play defense because everybody's striking out, popping the ball up and stuff. So, like, people don't know how great defense is. Like, if I'm coaching, bro, I would focus on defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what made Tom Thibodeau so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because what? He went from the Bulls to Minnesota to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, wherever he went, that's all his teams and players was about, defense.
Yeah, that's when you need, yeah. To me, I don't know, basketball, they don't really have coordinators, but he'll be a good assistant to a great coach. That's in my opinion. I think Thibodeau is a great assistant to a great coach.
Oh, yeah. Like, if he was an assistant to Phil Jackson, I think that would be crazy.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That would have been dope. Even Pat Riley or George Karl, like somebody that know what they doing.
Yeah, well, definitely. You hit that right. Definitely a George Karl. Like, because he always prived on, like, his offenses. You know what I'm saying? Like, he prived off that offense, that running gun, that shoot. That was his style. But if he had a defensive-minded coach, you know, a coordinator where he worked with the defensive side, yeah, he worked a lot of his teams. He'd have won some championships. you know, that's in my opinion.
Yeah,
Tony Eater won some chips.
D'Antoni too.
D'Antonio, definitely D'Antonio, because he had Phoenix and he had Houston too, right?
Yeah,
he probably won more both of those. If he had somebody like a defensive minded coach, like you can run all offense and stuff, that's cool. But you know, somebody to work with them players on the defensive side of things, you know, like wow, like yeah, because I think that's what Golden State, because you know Golden State, they thrive off their offense, but they have certain coaches off their bench, you know, that that are doing different things over there with Golden State, you know, on the defensive side, you know. And they always kept that. So their defense is actually underrated. Like, people don't even look at that on their defensive side when they won the championships. You know, they had, like, key defenders and stuff like that. You know, I can remember Spates, you know, Andrew Bogut, you know, of course, Iguodala. You know, they just had certain guys, you know, that kind of played their defensive roles too. You know, even Andrew Barbosa, that Barbosa cat, you know. But they had certain coach. I can't remember their coaches. Is Mike Brown over there in Golden State?
No, last time I checked, didn't he do the... No, Mike Brown, I think...
Sacramento, right?
Yeah, Sacramento.
But he came from Golden State.
Oh, yeah, he came from Golden State. Wasn't he LeBron coach at one time?
Yeah, at one point. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who I think should have started as an assistant before they came a full coach?
Nash.
Yeah, hands down. Like, I think he would have been a dope assistant before a head coach.
Yeah.
But I ain't even going to lie. With that team, I thought he was just there just to say that they got a coach. I don't, like, you feel me? Like, I don't think he was really using them the way they supposed to have been used, because that team was stacked.
Right. True. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that's kind of hard when you get two players to come together, you throw a coach in there, too, with them. It's like, I don't know. Like, you should already have a coach intact, you know, when you get ready to do stuff like that.
But you know what else team was similar to that team? I think it was the Oklahoma when they was all over there, when it was Westbrook, KD. You feel me? Like, they was supposed to have won at least one.
Yeah, definitely one chip, bro. Like, they had a squad, put it like that.
Yeah. They bench was strong.
Yeah. Bigs, they had Adams and they had Adams, Perk,
yeah,
and Ibaka.
Man, you wasn't supposed to go wrong.
No, they didn't have Cephalosha. They had defense too.
Yeah, who was they coach at that time? Was it Scott?
Skiles.
Byron Scott.
No, Scott. Nah, it wasn't Byron Scott. I think it was a Scott. Was it Scott Brooks? Well, that's a good question. Because whoever their coach was, he was over there for a minute.
Yeah, and it's like they had a legit team.
Donovan, was it?
Say that again.
It wasn't Billy Donovan, was it?
No. Nah. No, if I'm not mistaken, I think they had a black coach, right?
Not doing that run with Kevin Durant then. Like, I remember it was it was a white coach they had over there. Doing that run. I could pull it up though.
Yeah, like I think, man, that they definitely was lit. Like, dog, they just couldn't get over the Steph Curry hurdle.
Right, and the Clay, like, because when they lost that 3-1, man, like, Clay just killed them. He just, man, that's when Clay was Clay.
Like, yeah.
But they still should have found a way to beat them, man. Like, yeah. They had the better team.
Way
they
better.
They clearly had the better team. They lost, but they had the better team.
Yeah, that right there definitely shattered their confidence.
Yeah, and that's when KD left.
Yeah.
KD left after that year.
Yeah, hey, and straight up, like, and he went straight. Well, I don't even think the Warriors was looking for him. He just went straight over there.
Yeah. Because he knew it wasn't no way he could lose.
Yeah, and what, he definitely wanted a ring.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, I hate that about KD. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing I don't like about KD, man, is when, I know other players were moving around like that, but I think his went too far. I'm surprised the NBA ain't blocked that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's, man, and like I said, that right there, like, had they stayed together and been healthy, I think that they definitely would have won like 5 or 6 rings by now.
Oh yeah, that's because they won way out when he left, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't think KD been the same ever since.
Nah, you don't think so?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably had a couple of highlights here and there, but actually taking over and being a leader, like, mm-hmm. you see Brooklyn and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Facts. What's it called? It was, man. But basketball definitely was interesting this year. Like, to even see the Knicks, like, you know what I mean? When the Knicks started off, I would have never bet the Knicks to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, I didn't look at them this year like that.
Yeah, or even being able to being like to advance to the second round, I would have never put money on that.
Mm.
So like, I know you mentioned Joel Embiid. You got Joel Embiid winning MVP this year?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, but Denver dude is bad. Like, he's dope. Like, I never really paid attention to him like that. But he's definitely solid and respectful.
He is. I'm not a fan of his like that, of his game or nothing. I do respect, you know, what he's done, you know, and who he is and what he's capable of. But, you know, like I say, that defensive side, you know, if that's kind of the turnoff to me with some players is, you know, versus a player that plays both sides. You know, Embiid is he's two-sided. You know, I believe I'm not sure the leading scorer was, but he was up there, like in scoring. You know, then you're the top defensive guy. You know, you don't get as many assists as the Joker, but you're rebounding and you're blocking shots. You know what I'm saying? And your team is successful. You know, and then too, you haven't gotten it yet, you know, and you kind of stayed healthy more so than you have in the past previous years. So it'd just be a new look for the NBA to give it to Embiid. You know, Philadelphia, marketable team, you know, Joel Embiid just makes more sense right now for me.
Yeah, I agree. He wasn't that injured throughout the season, right? He probably had an injury or two, but I don't think nothing was really no career-ending injury.
Right.
So, like, he definitely deserved. But, like, low-key, just on the strength of LeBron breaking that record, I thought he should have won MVP.
Nah. LeBron, for one, he was hurt too much. And then their team, they didn't really catch on till late. You know what I'm saying? To, like, the last 10 games, really after that trade. You know what I'm saying? LeBron had a great year for his age. You know what I'm saying? He broke the record. You know, he broke a lot of records in between. You know, but, LeBron, they're not going to give LeBron MVP no more. You know, I don't care how great, you know, he had. Because one year he could have got it. I thought he was going to get it. But that's when I realized, I'm not giving him more MVPs. You know, like, because LeBron kind of spoiled us. You know what I'm saying? Because we expect certain stuff from LeBron. So it's like LeBron, when he turns 40 years old, you're still going to expect this dude to put up triple-doubles, score 30 points. You're going to expect that. Whereas you're not going to expect that from MJ in Washington or Kobe in his last 2-3 seasons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if LeBron on the floor, you're looking for that dude to put on the show.
Oh, yeah, and you know what I'm saying? And it's not to knock nothing from LeBron. LeBron definitely a GOAT, future Hall of Famer and everything. It just like the people he around sometimes don't always show up the way he would like them to show up.
No, that's true.
So, like, let me ask you this. And I know we spoke on this before. What's your top five coming out of Chicago, the Chicago players coming out of Chicago?
Most definitely. Sticking out right away, I'm going to go with D-Wade, Isaiah Thomas. I'm not going to count KG because he comes from South Carolina. And he had, I think, one year here, you know, at Farragut. But D-Wade, Isaiah Thomas, Anthony Davis, that's three. Derrick Rose, four. And my fifth would be, let me see. I got Wade, Rose, Isaiah, Davis, and that fifth guy would be, why don't you name yours? Let me think of my fifth.
I got Anthony Davis, I got D-Wade, I like Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway definitely had an impact. You know what I'm saying? You know who else was from Chicago? Iman Shumpert, or if I said his name correctly.
Yeah, he's from Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Chicago's lit. I think Michael Finley was dope. Juwan Howard was dope.
Yeah.
Sean Marion had a little run. He was nice for what he did. Let me see. Jabari Parker was cool.
He was nice, yeah.
Yeah, I can't really name nobody. Like, it's just like we name people, but it's like, of course, you know what I'm saying? D Rose is in there, but like, with D Rose, like, for career wise, I feel like Westbrook is better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Career wise,
I think, like, hey, but you know, hey, with Rose style of play, you know what I'm saying, and how his aggressiveness was, I think he would have survived the 90s, but just would have been accident prone, hella accident prone.
Yeah, he is now, so yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm talking about like he would have been more, huh?
He might have survived because he might have got a some seat where he couldn't come back, you know?
Yeah.
Sean Livingston, too. He was from...
Oh, yeah, Peoria?
Yeah. You know? But I got my fifth one. You said it. Tim Hardaway.
Oh, yeah. Tim Hardaway. Yeah. Oh, man.
Those are my five, bro. Those are my five. Yeah.
To come from Chicago. Yeah, that you know what I'm saying? And that's solid. Like even as far as like point guard, like Chicago is, they not really known. I don't think Chicago was really had a name for big men. They was more so like shooting guards, point guards, yeah. Small forwards.
Yeah, gang of point guards. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like it's just Chicago style. To me, it's the Chicago style of play, and the players that came to the NBA shifted and to what we know in the NBA to be is because of Chicago basketball.
Yeah, man. You know what, Thomas, what's his name? Aguirre, you know what I'm saying? Mark Aguirre, Terry Cummins. Like, man.
Yeah, Chicago definitely had an impact on the NBA in a lot of ways, more than one.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who from the same exact city and town in the NBA in the NBA that I think is crazy?
Who's that?
LeBron and Steph Curry, they both from Accra. Yeah, like that city. I know, like, you know what I'm saying? And for them to be facing each other now, I think that's going to be crazy.
Oh, it's definitely. That's what the NBA wanted. Like, when they tied it up 2-2, I'm like, nah, they not. You know, Sac not got nothing coming. And then, too, even when they went up 2-0, I said, Sacramento still has to beat Golden State at home. And it's hard to win in the arena. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, nah, that series not over. Now, if they go up 3-1, it's a different story. You know, but they're hard. They're hard to beat at home. It's what the NBA wanted, man. And it's what the fans wanted. You know, it just makes more sense. You know what I'm saying? To have Golden State in the LA plan, and then you got Phoenix and Denver. Like, it makes more sense.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Because, like, with Milwaukee being knocked out and Boston being the only good team left in the East like that.
Still got Philly, though. I can't knock Philly.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, but the thing about Philly that makes you, you know what I'm saying, make you not really want to put money on Philly is that James Harden never really come through when he's supposed to.
Yep. Always choke. Then Boston got that D, man. Like, I'm saying Boston and Miami. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, hey, to me, whoever comes out the West is the one that's going to win a championship. It's going to win it all.
I can't say that, man. That Boston, man, like.
Like, I'm saying, like, if Denver comes out, come on. If Denver, if L.A., the Warriors come out, like, it's too much.
Yeah, that's tough.
Same thing with Boston. Tatum never really shows up like that.
Yeah, you're right. He the reason they lost last year. You know, if he would have had one good game, they would have beat Golden State.
Yeah, but man, that. And what's crazy is that it could happen, a rematch.
Oh, Golden State and Boston?
Yeah, rematch.
It's
back
a possibility, yeah. It's definitely a possibility, you know, especially if Golden State gets past the Lakers. Like, if they get past the Lakers, I think they're going all the way.
Oh, yeah, I think that's their biggest hurdle.
Yeah, if they get past L.A., the way L.A. been playing and clicking, you knock LeBron down if they're healthy, shoot, it ain't going to be nothing to them to beat Denver. Or I mean, it's going to be something, but it's like, that's going to give them confidence. You know what I'm saying? They're going to gain confidence from that. You know, I think L.A. has a lot of confidence right now because they took Memphis down and they was the number two seed.
Yeah.
You know, plus they blew them out by that 40. Like, you're number seven, you know what I'm saying, an underdog pretty much, and you mishandled them like they won nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That gives you confidence. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we can beat anybody.
facts. Hey, look. So, you know what I'm saying? We're running out of time. It's definitely an honor. You know what I'm saying? Definitely an honor to have you on the show. For real. You know what I'm saying? Your knowledge on the game is crazy. I salute you, boss.
Man, love.
Man,
thanks for having me, brother.
No problem. Hey, even on some regular shit, you know what I'm saying, to talk about your achievement and the greatness you've accomplished, we definitely got to set it up to where you come through, you know what I'm saying, again, and just talk about the great things you have going on.
Most definitely be gratitude.
You know what I'm saying? Salute to you, man.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, for sure. Hey, before, shout out your social media so people know where to get a hold of you at.
Sure, definitely. I'll say the best way to follow me is under my name, Just Mike the Poet, JustMicDaPoet. You could actually Google the name and all my social media come up. I'm on every social media platform, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and on YouTube as well. So under Just Mike the Poet.
Oh, all right. There you have it, boss. Salute, my dude.
Most definitely. Salute.
All right, for sure.
All right.
Yo, there you have it. Dope episode. Sorry for the delay. Smith Express Sports Show. Definitely back up and popping. You already know what it is. Shout out to Mike the Poet. Let's get it. Yeah.